Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv. Subject Fiqh 2. Book Shara'i'ul Islam, the Book of Salah. Teacher Sayyid Ibn Abbas Naqwi. Lesson number 2.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين ونوافلها في الحضر 34 ركعة على الأشهار. Friends, we were talking about salat, prayer. Or the way a few say namaz. We were talking about namaz or prayers. Alright, now there he said that we've got a 17 raka'ah prayers. We need to pray them daily and they are obligatory. He says along with them there are 34 raka'at, which I explained in the previous lesson that why are they known as nawafil. I'm not going to repeat them inshallah. But I'm going to repeat the hadith that I quoted from Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. The hadith, it's from Al-Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salatu wassalam, in which he mentions five signs of a believer, of a mu'min, of a real mu'min. He says that there are five signs of a real mu'min. Okay, what are these five signs? When I said that there are 17 raka'at that are obligatory and 34 of them, they are mustahab. 34 raka'at namaz, salat, they are mustahab. Now, 17 plus 34 equals 51. So, this is the first thing that Imam Salawatullahi Alayhi says in his hadith. It's mentioned in Al-Wasail. Kitab in the book named Wasa'il al-Shia, which was written by al-Shaykh Harr al-Amili. It's mentioned over there, the hadith. He says, salawatullahi alayh, he says, لِلْمُؤْمِنِ خَمْسُ عَلَامَاتٍ. There are five signs of a mu'min. Okay, what's the first one? He says, صَلَاتُ الْإِحْدَى وَالْخَمْسِينَ زِيَارَةُ الْأَرْبَعِينَ تختم باليمين تعفير الجبين والجهر ببسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So in all of them there is an een, there is an een or an eem. How? خمسين أربعين يمين جبين and رحيم. Once again repeating the hadith, it's these are the words of Imam Hassan al-Askari عليه الصلاة والسلام. So there is obviously, there is barakah in these words when they come out of a person, come out of the mouth of a person. He says, there are five signs of a mu'min. The first one, salatul ihda wal khamsin, takhattum bil yameen. The second one was ziyaratul arba'een. And the second one, the third one, takhattum bil yameen, wa ta'firul jabeen. والجهر ببسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The first one he says, صلاة الإحدى والخمسين. That means he prays, a believer. One of his signs is that he prays 51 raka'at daily. Now what does he mean by those 51 raka'at? That's what he says. He says 17 raka'at. The ulama, they say, that's how they explain this hadith. 17 raka'at, they are obligatory, that one should pray. It's wajib on a person to pray them, those 17 raka'at. Okay? The morning, dhuhr, asr, maghrib, and isha equals 17. The rest of the prayers that a person should pray daily, except these 17, they are nawafil. They are known as nawafil. They are mustahab. Okay, what are these? He says, how many raka'at? There are 34 raka'at. So 34 plus 17 equals 51. How these 34 raka'at? Can you please explain? Of course, two rak'at before the morning prayers. Okay, 2 rak'at before the morning prayers. Then 8 rak'at before dhuhr prayers. 2 plus 8 equals 10. Now keep this 10 in mind. 8 rak'at before the asr prayers. Now, it was 10 plus 8, 18. All right? Then 4 rak'at after maghrib. How much does it equal? It equals 18 plus 4 equals 22. And 1 rak'at after isha equals 23. And then 11 rak'at, which is known as salat al-layl. It's 11 rak'at. 23 plus 11 equals 34. All right? So 2 before the morning prayers, 8 before dhuhr, 8 before asr, and 4 after maghrib, not before, after maghrib, and 1 after isha. Now let's count. 2 plus 8, 10, plus 8, 18, plus 4, 22, plus 1, 23, and 11 rak'at of the night prayers, that is Salat al-Layl, we call it Namaz al-Shab. They are 11 rak'at. So 23 plus 11 equals 34. So these 34 rak'at, they are mustahab. They are mustahab. If one doesn't pray, there's not a big problem. But there is a problem that he's going to be, he won't be blessed with those blessings, and he won't be blessed with that thawab, and with those effects of praying these prayers. He won't be blessed with those things. But therefore, it's not a problem if he doesn't pray. But the rest 17, they are obligatory. It's going to be a big problem if he doesn't pray those 17 rak'at daily. So 17 plus 34 equals 51. So that's what Imam Salawatullahi Alayhi says. He says Salatul Ihda wal Khamseen. That means 51 rak'at he should pray. Then the second one, Ziyaratul Arba'een. Ziyaratul Arba'een is also one of the signs of a mu'min, one of the signs of a disbeliever. What ziyara is he talking about? Salamullahi alayh. He's talking about ziyarat of Imam al-Husayn salawatullahi alayh on the day of Arba'een. That means on the 40th day after Ashura. Not the 40th day after Muharram, of the first of Muharram, no. The 40th day after Ashura is going to be the 20th day of Safar. The month of Safar, it's going to be the 20th day, is known as the day of Arba'een. Because if you count from the day of from the 10th day of Muharram till the 20th of Safar, it equals 40. So this is known as Arba'een. Arba'een al-Husayni. Al-Arba'een al-Husayni. And it's the same ziyara. It's the same ziyara when more than 20 million people, 25 million people, they march from Najaf to Karbala. And it takes 3 days. It's around 90 kilometers. This is the usual public that marches from Najaf till Karbala. But there are a few people who walk from their own houses. Maybe their own house be in Kalimain, or their own house be in Samarra, or their own house be in Basra. Other cities which are around 300 kilometers from Karbala, or 250 kilometers from Karbala, they walk from their own places. And probably if you walk from Najaf to Karbala, it takes 3 days normally. But if you would, a few people, when we were blessed with this ziyara, it was an opportunity for us for the past 4 or 5 years that we've been walking from Najaf to Karbala. We meet a few people, when we ask them, from where are you walking to? He says, it's been 14 days when I'm out from my house walking. That means it's going to take that person 17 days to reach Karbala from his house. So that means these people, they walk for 17 days. A few other people, they say, we go through a 10-day journey. We walk 10 days from our houses to Karbala. And similarly, so that's the importance of Ziyarat al-Arba'een. The third thing, there are hundreds of things that should be said regarding this ziyara, but Right now it's time for Sharaya. So let's read Sharaya after explaining, after translating this hadith. The third thing which Imam says, he says, At-takhattum bil-yameen. Takhattum has been taken from the word khatam. Khatm. Khatam is known as a ring. A ring, it's known as khatam. At-takhattum bil-yameen, that means putting on a ring in the right hand. He says this is also one of the signs of a believer, that you should put this ring in your right hand. Put a ring, any ring maybe. At-takhattum bil-yameen. So this is the third one. The fourth one, ta'firul jabeen. Jabeen meaning your forehead. That means when you do your sajda, when you prostrate in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should put your head on mud. That means on turba, on the dust, not on the carpets or on bed sheets or irons and all that stuff. No, but you should put your head, put your forehead on the dust while you prostrate on turba. So this was the fourth one. And the fifth one, al-jahr bi bismillahi rahmanir rahim. Al-jahr meaning to pronounce loudly. Inshallah, we're going to read. When we're going to read Kitab al-Salat, when we're going to reach it, he says that in Salat al-Maghrib and Isha and in the morning prayers, in these three, you should recite the surah and hamd with jahr. That means you should pronounce them loudly. That's what Imam says. He says, al-mu'min, a believer, is someone who pronounces Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loudly. Alright, that means the other sects of Islam, what do they say? How do they do? They do not pronounce it loudly, but they just whisper Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in a way. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alright, this way. But what Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, he says, no, the sign of a believer is that he pronounces Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loudly. You might have seen in Salat al-Jama'ah, in congregational prayers, when you enter, you see the Imam in Dhuhr and Asr. When Imam al-Jama'ah, the person who leads the Jama'ah, when he reads the prayers, you might have seen them reading, reciting Surah in Dhuhr and Asr. I'm talking about Dhuhr and Asr. So there he says loudly, Bismillah, if he is a believer. He says loudly, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and then he whispers the surah. And then again he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and then he whispers the surah. And then he says, Allahu Akbar, and goes into ruku' and finishes his prayers. Alright? So these are the five signs of a believer. That he prays 34 raka'at of nawafil along with those 17 raka'at which are obligatory. He says, وَنَوَافِلُهَا, that means nawafil of these prayers, of these 17 prayers, فِي الْحَضَرْ, when a person is not a traveler, when a person is in his hometown, or a person who has who's taken a residence of more than 10 days in a certain place, which is not his hometown. Alright, as explained in the previous lesson, and will be explained in the upcoming lessons. Okay, what's the amount of nawafil? He says, 34 raka'at ala al-ashhar. It's 34 raka'at ala al-ashhar, as far as the most popular of the views is concerned. Okay, what are these? What are these 34 raka'at? How am I going to pray them? He says, amma al-dhuhr thamanun. Amama al-dhuhr thamanun. That means before you pray salat al-dhuhr, you should pray 8 raka'at nawafil. Okay, what about asr? He says, وَقَبْلَ الْعَصْرِ مِثْلِهَا. And in the same way, you're going to pray 8 raka'at before asr. وَبَعْدَ الْمَغْرِبِ أَرْبَعَ. And after maghrib, you're going to pray 4 raka'at. وَعَقِيبَ الْإِشَى رَكَعَتَانِ مِنْ جُلُوسِ. Did I did not explain? Because I wanted to explain it now. Okay, what did I say? I say, after Aisha, one raka'at. You only need to pray one raka'at. He says that you're going to pray them, most of them they say, that you're going to pray them two raka'at while sitting. These two raka'at, you pray them while sitting, they are going to be counted as one raka'at while standing. So you pray two raka'at while sitting. But it's going to be counted as one rakat, all right? That's why he says, وَعَقِيبَ الْإِشَىٰ رَكَعَتَانِ. You're going to pray after Isha, after you pray your Isha prayers, you're going to pray two rakat min julusin, while sitting. While you're seated, you're going to pray two rakat. Okay. So what's going to happen? He says, تُعَدَّانِ بِرَكَعَةٍ. They are these two rak'at which you prayed while you were sitting. These two prayers, these two rak'at, they are going to be counted as one rak'at. Okay? So eight before Dhuhr and eight before Asr, 16, according to what the book says. All right? Four after Maghrib, it's 21. No, it's 20. And one after Isha, it's equals 21. Okay, now he says, وَإِحْدَ عَشَرَ صَلَاتِ اللَّيْلِ. And 11 rak'ats of the night prayers, صَلَاتِ اللَّيْلِ, نَمَازِ الشَّبْ, the night prayers, which are prayed during, after midnight, after منتصف الليل, after midnight. So 21 plus 11 equals, if you say, 32. Alright? Then he says, وَرَكَعَتَانِ لِلْفَاجْرِ. And then again, two rak'at for before the morning prayers. He didn't say before or after. He says, you need to pray it for your morning prayers. That means before. It should be prayed before the morning prayers. So 32 plus 2 equals 34. Now here, I missed out a text deliberately. The reason behind this is this. When you pray, insha'Allah, Salatul Layl, the night prayers, which are 11 rak'at, 8 prayers, that means all of these 11 rak'at, you're going to pray them 2, then 2, then 2, then 2 equals 8, and then another 2, and then 1 rak'at. So 2 plus 2, 4 plus 2, 6 plus 2, 8 plus 2, 10 plus 1, 11. So these are the 11 rak'at. These four prayers, which each of these is two rak'at, you're going to pray them with the intention of Salatul Layl. Alright, you're going to pray them with the intention of Salatul Layl. Alright, now, so these are eight rak'at. Now these two rak'at, this prayer which you're going to pray two rak'at, you're going to pray this with the intention of Shafa'ah. Alright, it's known as Shafa'ah. The first four with the intention of Salatul Layl. The remaining two rak'at, you're going to pray them with the intention of Salat Ash-Shafa'ah. And the remaining last rak'at, which you're going to pray, a single rak'ah, this is going to be known as Salat Al-Watr. Alright, Al-Watr. So Salat Al-Layl, it consists of 11 rak'at. 8 of them are prayed as with the intention of Salat Al-Layl. Two of them are prayed with the intention of Salat Ash-Shafa'ah, and the last rak'ah is prayed with the intention of Al-Watr. Alright, so this equals 11. Now let's read. He says, وَإِهْدَ عَشَرْ صَلَاتِ اللَّيْلِ, and 11 rak'ahs, you're going to pray your night prayers, مَعَ رَكَعَتَيِ الشَّفْعِ وَالْوَاتْرِ, along with those two rak'at of Shafa'ah, the last, the ninth and the tenth rak'at, and wal-watr, and the last rak'ah, which is known as watr. So this is Salatul Layl. These are 11 rak'at. I hope it's clear. Okay, so these were the number of nawafil which one should pray while he is in his hometown. All right, while he's not a traveler. Okay, what if the person is a traveler? He says, if the person is a traveler, the case differs. He says, وَتَسْقُطُ فِي السَّفَرِ نَوَافِلِ الظُّهْرِ نَوَافِلُ الظُّهْرِ وَالْعَصْرِ وَالْوَتَيْرَ. Alright. Now, what did I say? The last rak'at, which is prayed individually in Salatul Layl, which is prayed one rak'at, the one rak'at prayer, which is prayed at the night prayer, is known as watr, alright? Watr. Similarly, that one rak'at which you pray two rak'at while sitting after Isha, after Salat al-Isha, you were praying two raka'at while seated, which is counted as one raka'at. This one raka'at, it's known as wutayra. It's known as wutayra. Now see what he says. He says, وَتَسْقُطُ فِي السَّفَرِ نَوَافِلُ الظُّهْرِ وَالْعَصْرِ وَالْوُتَيْرَ عَلَى الْأَظْهَرِ. He says, when a person is a traveler, the eight raka'at prayers which a person should pray before Dhuhr, and eight raka'at which a person should pray before Asr, and one raka'at which a person should pray after Isha, which he prays two raka'at while seated, he says these nawafil, they are going to be omitted while a person is a traveler. Ala al-Azhar. That means as far as the most preponderant view of the legis is concerned. وَتَسْقُطُ, it's going to be omitted. What's going to be omitted? فِي السَّفَرِ, while a person is a traveler, while he travels, نَوَافِلُ الظُّهُرِ, نَوَافِلُ for الظُّهُر, 8 rak'at. وَالْعَصْرِ, another 8. وَالْوُتَيْرَ, the last one, after Isha, which a person prays, 2 rak'at while he's seated, which is counted as one rak'at. Okay. So these nawafil are not going to be prayed when a person is a traveler. Okay. Now how are we going to pray nawafil? When someone says you're going to pray 8 raka'at for dhuhr, should we say 8 raka'at? That I'm going to pray 8 raka'at qurbatan ila Allah, with the intention of seeking nearness to Allah, I'm going to pray 8 raka'at, Allahu Akbar. And then he's going to pray 8 raka'at and then he's going to say a salam in the end. He says, no, you're not going to do that. Because nawafil, 99% of, more than 99% of nawafil, they are 2 raka'at each. Each of them, there are 2 raka'at. He says, except witr and Salat al-A'rabi. Salat al-A'rabi is a prayer which a person should pray on Friday, which is 10 raka'at, in which 2 raka'at are prayed in the beginning, and then 4 and 4. That means it has got 3 salams, 3 taslim. Alright? So this was Salat al-A'rabi, which is prayed 10 raka'at, 2, 4 and 4. Okay, 4 like Dhuhr and 4 like Asr, another 4. And in a manner which has been mentioned in its place. And another which is Witr, which is 1 raka'at. He says, except these, we don't have any Salat which is less than or more than 2 raka'at. He says, every prayer which is Nawafil, which is Mustahab, every Mustahab prayer, it's 2 raka'at. So when we say that you're going to pray 8 raka'at for Dhuhr, we mean that you're going to pray 4 prayers of 2 raka'at each. That means you're going to pray 4 prayers you're going to pray 8 raka'at with 4 taslim. That means you're going to say the salam, which a person should say, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is known as taslim. He says this taslim, you're going to say this after every 2 raka'at. With this taslim, our prayers, it ends. Our prayers, they end, alright? With this taslim. So you're going to pray, he says you're going to pray 8 raka'at with 4 taslim. That means you're going to pray 4 prayers of 2 raka'at each. He says, وَالنَّوَافِلْ كُلُّهَا رَكَعَتَانِ. Every nawafil, every prayer which is mustahab nawafil, which I mentioned, 34 raka'at. He says, each of them, they are 2 raka'at. Raka'atan, they are 2 raka'at. بِتَشَهُدٍ وَتَسْلِيمٍ بَعْدَهُمَا. There is a tashahud. That means we say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, and till the end. So he says, but with one tashahud and a taslim. Alright, one tashahud and then you say a taslim. Illa al-witr wa salat al-a'rabi. But the namaz, the salat which is prayed after shafa'a, while a person is praying salat al-layl, the salat which is prayed in the end is known as witr, which is 1 raka'ah. It's not two raka'at. And similarly, Salat al-A'rabi, which is 10 raka'at. 2, 4, and 4 equals 10. So he says, except these two, we don't have any prayer which is prayed 1 raka'at. Alright? So this is what Salat al-A'rabi is. And he says, except these two, every mustahab prayer, it's two rak'at. He says, وَسَنَذْكُرْ تَفْصِيلُ بَاقِ الصَّلَوَاتِ فِي مَوَاضِعِهَا إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Now, if I ask him, I say, O Muhaqqiq, rahmatullahi alayk, you did not mention how to pray Shafa'ah. You did not mention how to pray Salat al-Witr. You did not mention how to pray while a person is sitting. You did not mention. So how am I going to know? He says, وَسَنَذْكُرْ. He says, we're going to discuss, we're going to mention, inshallah, تَفْصِيلُ بَاقِ الصَّلَوَاتِ. تَفْصِيل, that means we're going to mention the ahkam and all that of those prayers which have not been mentioned in these 34 rak'at. For example, he did not mention how to pray Salat al-A'rabi. He did not mention how to pray Salat al-Istisqa. He did not mention how to pray Salat al-Wahshat al-Qabr. And a number of other prayers which he did not mention. Alright? So he says, I'm going to discuss them في مواضيها, in their own specific places, inshaAllah ta'ala. InshaAllah, he's going to mention them in their specific, their own places. So this was the end of the first muqaddimah. The other muqaddimah, the second one, is in regards to fil mawaqit, that means in regards to the times of prayers, which we are going to discuss in the next lesson. Hadha wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv.